Hey guys, what's up, man? How are you doing? Welcome to another episode on the Accountable Truth Podcast. And as usual, I'm your host, David Dante Frank, a software product engineer, content creator, and of course, a podcaster. Now, thank you so much, guys, for listening to the last episode, at least for those who listened. But in terms of output, in terms of quality, I think that was one of actually my very good and best episodes. And shout out to all those who listened from beginning to end and followed through on it. And if you guys haven't listened to that episode, you need to go back and listen to that episode. It is titled The Dinosaurs and Dragons of Banking, where we look at the traditional banking system and the digital banking system, what they both have to offer. Basically, it's an episode to educate you on how you can improve on your finances, how you gain better by choosing to bank digitally than choosing to bank traditionally. We go in depth and tell you on how you are able to save more money by choosing to bank digitally, how seamless it is, how easy it is to set up. You do not have to go to any physical fixture, you know, to make any sort of transactions, to start bringing in any documents. It is that easy. So, and then, you know, there was a gift at the end of that episode. So you guys want to go to that episode and then listen to that episode if you haven't listened to that episode. But for today's episode, it's hopefully just going to be a very short one. I'm recording this on the day of the release of the episode, you know, Sunday, that is to be exact. I wasn't thinking of doing any episode because I have been down this week. I had recorded one ahead of time just as I was coming down, but the quality wasn't good. And one thing with me is once the quality isn't good, I wouldn't put it out there. So for me, since it wasn't good, I just couldn't put it. Some of the things I said were key, they were, you know, factual, and I liked it, but quality didn't meet my standards, and so, you know, I just didn't bother with it again at the end of the day. But with that said, welcome to a new week. We are almost running out of April. Wow, time runs fast, you know, time does run fast. It's been a long while. It's been a short while, you know, and you will think that, oh, it's April, and then you close your eyes and you open it, and then the month is gone. We're almost at the fifth month now. This is just the fourth month. So for today's episode on deal breakers, I am carving out this topic from the conversation we had on our community group chat, the voice chat. So every Friday at 7 p.m. we have a voice chat where we discuss certain topics, and it just seemed to have rollercoasted into relationships, and that just seems to be our focus at this point in time. Not that I am the relationship expert, you know, but we come together and we discuss these issues as pairs, as colleagues, you know, and analyze this. And conversations can get very heated at times. And one thing we are learning to do in the community is we're learning to manage those heated conversations. And we are having another awesome topic by next week. I think that next week Friday is on the 26th or 27th, but I would not say anything about that topic yet until at the end of the episode. But for this Friday, we were looking at deal breakers in a relationship. And, you know, we said, okay, deal breakers differ for people at various levels. What can be a deal breaker for me might not be a deal breaker for another person. And it differs because we are all coming from different backgrounds, different we all have different personality traits, and we have all been conditioned differently, you know. We decided to focus on general deal breakers that we think every individual should consider before going into a relationship, and if these things are present, it should be a no-no. There, when you see these things, when you see the signs, you should avoid such a relationship. And one of such deal breakers would be domestic violence. Now, there are lots of people who are in a relationship where they are physically abused, and domestic violence is one thing that you do not want to have to deal with. You do not have to make up any excuse for anything. Domestic violence it is something that you want to avoid. Those are deal breakers in a relationship. you've got to run away from it. That affects your mental health, it affects your emotional health, it affects your physical health. I mean, sometimes people end up dying from that thing. Funny enough, I saw last week, I was on my mobile and I was checking the CNN app, and I was watching a live feed from Russia of how women are being beaten, the domestic violence that they face from their men. And Russia doesn't do anything about it. Russia doesn't frown upon it. And the particular news article was talking about a girl who went to see her boyfriend when she just came back from school and was expressing to him that she couldn't continue the relationship as she was done. And the guy took to beating her mercilessly, seriously, like. And then he kept on beating her. Neighbors were hearing the noise. They called the cops. And the cops were like, they said one very flippant thing that I can't remember right now, but they didn't show up. They showed up until like 6-8 hours later. And by that time, the girl was dead. She had been beaten to death. And I'm thinking, even you, the neighbors, none of you could break down the door. I mean, Nigeria, yeah, we know they do like that. We go break brown person door, run inside, say, ah, far, what's the happen now? But, you know, on this note, they didn't. They all just stayed inside, minded their business, and we're all forming worried and calling the cops. And now, you know, you've got the TV stations, even from America's CNN now reporting it. And, you know, the highest fine that they've given to an individual who, you know, beats up a lady is the price of a parking ticket. I mean, so imagine how low that is. And you know, thank God that for those of us here in Nigeria, we are able to speak up, but we cannot do away with the fact that there are those in relationships who experience domestic violence, and people go into it. And sometimes some people, there's that societal norm that it's normal, it's your marriage, you just have to deal with it. See, when you're in a relationship, once it happens the first time, take off. Once you see the signs, take off. That is one thing that should be a major deal breaker for you in a relationship. Run away from such a thing. And then another thing that we looked at again in terms of deal breakers in a relationship generally that people should always consider is this. This was brought up by somebody else. So in the community, I'm not always the one speaking. Yeah, we have a whole lot of other people who speak and contribute and, you know, bring up their own ideas. I'm just there to listen. I'm just there to guide. I'm just there to moderate. And one other thing we talked about again was inconsistency in personality. Now, what do we mean by that? Like the beautiful, wonderful person explained, even though she's always coming for my neck, is the fact that sometimes you have these individuals that their moods are always changing. Today they're sad, next day they're happy, or they are always in this constant mood or change of personality. You cannot predict it. So it keeps you in an unstable state emotionally. You do not know what to expect. You do not know how to truly express yourself. And you do not know how to be comfortable around them because their moods are never always the same. They are always of a different personality each day. That can really be mind-boggling because you really don't know how to be yourself around them, and then you really don't know what to expect from them at times. It's such kind of a relationship can be emotionally detrimental and mentally detrimental. It can be draining and can be exhausting. It's something that you should avoid. People should have consistency in your personality and in their character, identity. Don't go into a relationship with people who have identity crisis. An identity crisis encompasses a lot. You shouldn't go into that. I also think that emotional maturity is very, very key. People who have inconsistency in personality, you know, I wish that the young lady was on here to break that down a bit more, but hopefully you guys get across what I'm trying to say to you this morning, because it is morning as at the time of recording this episode. And guys, if you are getting tremendous value out of this podcast, please do not forget to subscribe and share this with somebody, share this with a friend. So when you are done listening, take this episode or take any of the episodes that you like on the Uncomfortable Truth podcast and share with a friend. Now, another act of Or another deal breaker that you should always look out for in a relationship is verbal abuse. Now, this was brought up by Tony. Verbal abuse, what do you mean by verbal abuse? Me, I was first of all thinking, maybe when you just tell somebody idiot, momo, or, you know, insulting word, but that's not just that. Verbal abuse is being with a partner who talks down at you, a partner who raises his voice at you unnecessarily, not even unnecessarily, you know, but who shouts at you, who tells you, who beats you down. When I say beats you down, not physically beats you down, but mentally beats you down, who degrades you, who downgrades you, who corrects you in humiliation, who why did you do that? You don't have sense. That's very stupid of you. You crazy bitch or something. You know, those verbal abuse that they dish out to you. But okay, you do something wrong or you're not able to get something right. You will never be able to get it right. You know, you just don't have the capacity. You will never. Those verbal abuses that you shouldn't be in such a relationship. Your partner should be somebody who uplifts you. Your partner should be somebody who encourages you. Your partner should be somebody who corrects you in love. Because verbal abuse leads to domestic violence at times. It does. Things like, are you mad? Out of anger. Those things you should all, and I'm sure that as I'm talking, some of you have a deeper and better understanding of what I'm talking about when it comes to verbal abuse. You need to avoid such things. Verbal abuse is one thing that you need to run away from. Another thing again is genotype. Though at some point in time when we're having the conversation, some persons disagreed on why genotype should be a general deal breaker that people should look out for in a relationship. But I mean, come on, AS and AS. Yes, it's supposed to be a choice, and both of you's choice to get married at the end of the day. But take a look at this. You are putting the child in a lot of pain. Think about the child that you are about to bring into the world. That child is going to be the one to suffer that consequence of your action. Yeah, at the end of the day, even if you have the money, you have everything to take care of the treatment, blah, 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 blah. But what about the pain? What about the trauma, the mental trauma, the emotional trauma, the physical pain and trauma that you're going to put that child through? No child should be allowed to go through that. These are the things that you should consider when getting into a relationship, especially when it's a serious relationship that is going to lead to marriage. We need to consider that aspect. It is truly very important. I don't think it's one aspect that should be ignored at all. I have seen people or kids who, at the end of the day, end up cursing their parents for putting them through that, and ask them, did you not check out these things? Did you not find it out? Why bring me into the world to suffer? I mean, think of the mental and emotional trauma, thinking of if you're going to cut across each phase of your life. It is not okay at all. Then another deal breaker that we need to look at again is unteachable. Are you in a relationship with a partner who is unteachable? People who feel that they are always right and never wrong, man, you are in for a deep shit. Because how do you grow? How do you grow as individuals? How do you grow as a couple? How will your kids grow? How will your home be like? They can never be wrong. They are always right. So your ideas will never be heard. Your ideas will never be given a listening ear. Your corrections will never be taken in. Oh, yeah. See, let me tell you something. Even in the bedroom too. Oh boy. You will do what he wants, not what you want. He will be correct about every single little thing. Why am I using he or she? Anyway, whichever one you are, or whichever one you are with, because we all know times are different. But basically, that is it, if you understand what I'm saying. You don't want to be with people who are in a relationship. And on the other hand, cheaters. Now, cheating, let's talk about cheating. Cheating is a very broad topic, and I'm just going to touching it a little bit. I'm not going to go in depth about it, and just on the surface now, but you know definitely that you shouldn't be with somebody who cheats for many reasons. Do I need to explain it to you? Like I said, was it on the last episode or on the previous episode before now, there's a societal norm out there that guys cheat, and we also have the statistics that there is the societal norm that it is ingrained in every man to cheat, to want to taste the other fruit, and there's really nothing that you can do about it. But I want to sternly disagree with that. It is not ingrained in every man to want to cheat, please. And then again, there is also the statistics right now that ladies are the ones who cheat more than guys do. But whichever be the case, guys, those are things that you, once you see in your relationship, dust just slippers and get out of that relationship. It is something that you should take off. Flee, man. Flee from such a person, somebody who cheats, who is not. There's no way to explain it again. I don't know how, guys, you want me to explain it. But one reason why I'm not going in depth about cheating is because there are various forms of cheating. Now, somebody asked me a question during the session last week on Friday about the fact that if I was in a relationship with her and she ended up cheating on me, what would be my response? Would I forgive or would I break up with her? And I said, okay, you know what? I would do both. I would forgive you and I would break up with you. Because for me personally, once you've broken my trust, it's difficult to give that trust back to you. But then again, I did not hear correctly when she explained that the cheating she was talking about was just a kiss. And then some people think that, okay, for cheating, any form of cheating, sexting, oral sex, just looking at the lady, there are various levels, and I'm beginning to realize that there are different dimensions of cheating. And that's one major reason why I am not going to go in depth into cheating. That is going to be for another whole episode, so you guys should watch out for that episode. That is coming very, 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 very soon. I am putting that together. So that is what I have for you today, guys. It's been a very brief episode. I couldn't go in depth into things or explain it much. This episode is just basically also for consistency, you know, because I am still in the recuperating phase. I have not been feeling too well this week, and I'm getting better. So, you know what, I said, okay, let me push myself into this episode this week and just drop something out there, you know. And I decided to just talk about that conversation that, you know, we had from the group chat, you know. And are there any deal breakers that you think people should consider in a relationship, every individual should consider, you think people should run away from, if these things are present or are not present? Because I always believe that there are other things that I would have left out or that we did not look at. So please, if there are, please feel free to reach out to me. You know where to reach out to me, guys. You can reach out to me on Instagram, on the podcast Instagram profile at uncomfortabletruth_, on Twitter at utwdpodcast. And for those of us who do Facebook, we are also on Facebook at Uncomfortable Truths. Now, you also have my personal profile on Facebook at David Dante Frank, on Twitter at Dante Frank 1_, on Instagram at Dante Frank with a double underscore. So you can reach out to me on any of these platforms and tell me your ideas, give me your ideas. If there are things that you feel that I did not explain properly, you can reach out to me and say, oh, okay, I think you could have broken this down better in this way, or I have some additions here, or I have some subtractions from what you said. And I would be happy to receive your feedback. Feedback is always important. Also, if you have listened to this episode and you feel that you like it, it is wonderful. Please also do give me your reviews and your feedbacks. It is very much needed, please. And do endeavor to follow us on all our social media platforms. It would actually mean a lot to me. So guys, for next week on the Uncomfortable Truths community on Telegram voice chat, we are going to be having a topic. Let's talk about premarital sex. Now, looking, most of the time when people talk about premarital sex, we always tend to look at this from the point of view of, is it wrong, is it right? I'm not saying we wouldn't dive into that, but it is a whole different concept entirely, and I'm looking at a different way of approaching the subject. So if you want to be a part of that, just check the show notes of the episode and click the link to be a part of the community. Make use of your calendars, your alarms, your reminders, and set the date to be reminded of when we start at 7 p.m. We will kick off at 7 p.m. I am, if you know me personally, I'm somebody who starts things on time at 7 p.m. Usually I give grace of 10 minutes for people to come in, and then we kick off, you know. And then maybe as people come in every now and then, we just try to refresh on some of the things we're talking about, and then, you know, move forward with the discussion. But it's not something that, you know, you want to miss. So are there ideas, are there concerns that you have, are there things that you think people should know or be aware of? Please reach out to me, or please join that community and, you know, come in there and voice your opinions, voice your thoughts. So I'm expecting to see you guys there. So until next week, thank you guys. Watch out for the next episode. I think I have tried right now. I need to go. I have really pushed myself to do this episode. I need to go eat and take my medications, guys. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye bye.